welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. Your DJs today are Heather and
Nelson.
And this is on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Test Freeform Radio. And the Arcade Radio Show is going to be running a little bit over today until 7 o'clock. Alex from the Desperate Hours will not be in, but he will be back next week. And we're going to wish him a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, dude.
So, the last three songs that we played were Twisted Nerve by Kill Bill Volume 1, and actually I have a few fun facts from Kill Bill, which it's probably because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. So, at the end of Volume 1, if you recall, the bride is facing against Oren Ishii, played by Lucy Liu, and she says that, the character says to the bride, "You better save your strength or you're not going to last 5 minutes." When they actually go outside to fight for the finale and the end of the movie, their fight scene lasts exactly 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, you can time it in the movie.
That's wild.
Yeah, so that was a little like movie director tidbit that I really like. After that, we played the main theme from Pikmin 2 called Tane no Uta. And after that, it was Delfino Plaza from Super Mario Sunshine, which I know is, Nelson, probably one of your favorite games of all time.
Yeah, I really love that game, and, gosh, Julia, she loves the whole vibe and the music. It's just so, it's actually, like, really, it really makes you feel good, and as a kid, it was just a good feel game, or feel-good game.
It's a Mario game that takes place in, like, a tropical kind of paradise, right?
In Delfino Plaza. Mm-hmm. But there was one thing that drove me crazy about that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I wonder if anyone agrees with me on this. But you actually had the option to wear a pair of sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain amount or a certain time in the game, you can actually talk to a character and he would give you this cool tropical shirt because you were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And would give you a pair of sunglasses. The only problem was that the sunglasses actually dimmed your screen.
Really? So by wearing the glasses on your character, your entire screen was changed?
Yeah, it was as if you were wearing sunglasses yourself. Huh. And for some reason, it felt like it took away from the game for me. I was like, no, I want to see the bright sun. I want to glare at that sun for hours.
And to this day, Nelson has never worn sunglasses.
Oh, but I'm telling you, I wanted to wear the shirt, just not the sunglasses. But you know what to say. You got to wear one. You got to wear both.
I guess, you know, at an early life, Nintendo was teaching you can't have it all.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah. Up next, we have another song from another snowboarding game. I know we played one earlier from 1080, but they're just so fun. This is Do Your Thing from the artist Basement Jacks, which was featured in SSX Tricky, which was sort of during the time when a lot of those like skateboarding, snowboarding games were very popular.
That game is fantastic. Let's hit it.
Where my blue? baby. Shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, babe. That sounds sexy.
Here I go again. Oh, girls, yeah. What's my weakness?
Hey.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no. Don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip. Made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell. Hell makes me wanna shoot. I wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna
shoot. My ball, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah.
Big one of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. As candy, its taste is on my mind.
the good love.
Gotcha, go,
when
go,
we're all
go,
alone.
Gotcha, go, go,
keep it up, girl.
Gotcha, go,
yeah, you turn
go,
me
gotcha,
on.
Go, go, go.
Just a quick recap. That was Do Your Thing by Basement Jacks, followed by Shoop by Salt-N-Pepa. That was the Deadpool edit, which generally all around pretty good reviews, I think.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. Definitely not for kids. So please, please do not take your kids to it. I mean, it is, I'm pretty sure it's rated for our,
at least PG-13.
Yeah, I think it's PG-13.
Could be R. I don't know.
Well, I think they have two versions of it, definitely. They have a more appropriate one and an inappropriate one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, even the trailers were different. They had one trailer that was like...
Maybe they had like a late night trailer.
Yeah.
That they could play.
Yeah, so... But it was a really good movie, but again, like I said, please do not take your children. When I went to go watch it, there was like a five-year-old in the audience that was like, I want to be just like him. And that's not what I want to hear.
Hmm. It is a little concerning when video games and the media that we grow up with us, and how that affects the new generation.
Oh, definitely. It's just like, Deadpool's a funny, good character, but he's not, even the character says it, that he's not a role model, and Marvel and the people that wrote him are very aware that he's an anti-hero. He is, he is a hero that does bad things, and... please, kids, please be a Spider-Man or something. Just don't be a Deadpool.
Yeah, Spider-Man was announced in the new
Avengers, yeah,
right?
Civil War.
Yeah.
So he was announced right at the end of the trailer, and he has that a different looking costume, and I wonder if the voice actor is going to be the same. I don't know too much about it, but I'm super pumped.
Yeah, it definitely was a hype train.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they needed that. I think Avengers 2 wasn't as awesome as Avengers 1. I mean, my opinion, who knows?
Mm.
But then they're coming out with the Suicide Squad and all that.
Yeah,
be pretty interesting. I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews on that Superman versus Batman. So.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more... I haven't seen it yet, but I think the needle's tipping a little bit more towards bad than good right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of just preparing for like a Justice League movie.
Hmm.
Everyone said that there's a lot of appearances in there, like Wonder Woman makes an appearance. So, which is pretty exciting. I'd like to see them make a Justice League movie, but at the same time, there is a lot of superhero movies going on.
There are, and even it's flooding Hollywood right now. I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch with Doctor Strange, that trailer was just released like maybe earlier this week, I think.
And didn't they say that we might get a Black Panther as well?
I think they read something about that as well.
So it's a lot at once.
It is a lot at once. It's sort of great if you like superhero movies, but at the same time, it's a little disheartening because you don't want it to not be taken with respect. And sort of just for the movies just to be pumped out only to like make money until it's sort of like until superheroes are no longer popular, and then
and
then we go into an age of no more superheroes for a while because people are so sick of it.
Yeah, we even have all the TV shows too. You know, you got The Flash, you got Gotham. I think Gotham's a pretty cool spinoff though. I think they're all really good shows. Arrow. What's the newest one? Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all worth it, but when is it going to start becoming not worth it? That's going to be the scary part. Everything is a fad, comes quick, and leaves quick, too.
Yeah, that's true. So, up next, while we're on Marvel, we have a song from Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which is I Want to Take You for a Ride.
I'm going to take you for a ride. The best one yet.
I want to take you for a ride.
You're walking in the woods. There's no one around and your phone is dead. Out of the corner of your eye, you spot him.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's following you, about 30 feet back. He gets down on all fours and breaks into a sprint. He's gaining on you.
Shia LaBeouf.
You're looking for your car, but you're all turned around. He's almost upon you now, and you can see there's blood on his face. My God, there's blood everywhere!
Running for your life from Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife, it's Shia LaBeouf. Lurking in the shadows. Hollywood superstar Shia LaBeouf. Living in the woods, Shia LaBeouf. Killing for sport, Shia LaBeouf. Eating all the bodies. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Now it's dark, and you seem to have lost him. But you're hopelessly lost yourself, stranded with a murderer. You creep silently through the underbrush. Aha! In the distance, a small cottage with a light on. Hope! You move stealthily toward it, but your leg, ah, it's caught in a bear trap.
Tying off your leg.
Quiet, quiet.
Limping to the cottage.
Quiet, quiet.
Now you're on the doorstep. Sitting inside, Shia LaBeouf, sharpening an axe. Shia LaBeouf, but he doesn't. Sneaking up behind him, strangling superstar Shia LaBeouf. Fighting for your life with Shia LaBeouf. Wrestling a knife for Shia LaBeouf. Savage in his kidney. Safe at last from Shia LaBeouf.
You limp into the dark woods, blood oozing from your stump leg. You've beaten Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, he isn't dead. Shia, surprise, there's a gun to your head. But you can do jujitsu. With body slam, superstar Shia LaBeouf. Legendary fight with Shia LaBeouf. Normal Tuesday night for Shia LaBeouf. You try to swing an axe at Shia LaBeouf, but blood is draining fast from your stump leg. He's dodging every swipe, he parries to the left. You counter to the right, you catch him in the neck. You're chopping off his head now. You have just decapitated Shia LaBeouf.
His head topples to the floor, expressionless. You fall to your knees and catch your breath. You're finally safe from Shia LaBeouf.
right, so just a quick recap. That was Take You for a Ride by Marvel vs. Capcom 3. After that, it was Shia LaBeouf Live, which was written by Rob Cantor and became internet famous for its hilarity. And immediately followed by that was Fenris Theme from Dragon Age 2. And I have a close friend of mine who absolutely loves the character Fenris, so that's a little shout out to her. Up next, we have a certain song that has been in my head recently. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the YouTubers Ego Raptor and Danny, which are from Game Grumps, but they sort of have their own following. I think they have like a million subscribers, but they recently have been having an ongoing joke of I'm Blue from Eichel 65. So let's just do a quick little shout out to that.
Y'all listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen, to listen, to listen, to listen.
I'm blue, I've been need, I've been dying, 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 I've been need, I've been dying. I'm blue, I've been need, I've been dying, 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 I've been need, I've been dying.
Games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package, but there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
Welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. You are our host today, Heather and
Nelson.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. We're running a little overtime today. We usually stop around 6 o'clock, but we're going to go to 7 o'clock today. We're stopping for the Desperate Hours. Alex will be back next week. And I believe Danny from the lounge will be coming in early, around 7 o'clock today. So look forward to that. Just a little quick recap. Songs that we just played were I'm Blue from Eiffel 65 and Carnival from The Pillows, which was featured, that band was exclusively featured in the anime FLCL or Fooly Cooly. And I have a little interesting tidbit for any of you anime or FLCL fans out there. FLCL was an anime that was one of the first ones that really gained popularity in America due to Cartoon Network and their Toonami block on Adult Swim. And it's a 6-episode show that did awful in Japan because a lot of people thought it was too weird, so really didn't catch on to a lot of popularity. But when it was aired in America, and it being one of the first like real true animes to be targeted to teenagers and adults, it gained immense popularity. And it's been, I would say, like over 10 years since the show was originally made, but it has such popularity that it's a rumor now that the Adult Swim or Cartoon Network will pay a company to continue the series, which I think is very astounding and might be the first time I've ever heard of a situation like that before.
That's crazy. It must have a big following. I would love for the things I love in life to have that much of a following. Bring me another Resident Evil game, please.
How long has it been for like another real Resident Evil?
Oh, well, that's a debate, because yeah, a lot of people would say Resident Evil 6 wasn't a real Evil Resident
game.
Evil. It just bombed so bad. I don't even... Resident Evil 6 came out when I was in college, so geez, like forever ago.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good not to be a fan. It's very painful.
That's very true.
Let's go right back into it with a song that from a game, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, which is a game based on the movie, based on a book series, called Leave the Past Behind. Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. So, a quick recap. We played Leave the Past Behind, which was from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. After that, it was Riot Rhythm from Sleigh Bells, and that song was actually featured in two different games, which was Lollipop Chainsaw and Saints Row the Third as well. And after that, it was Mississippi Noir, which is from probably one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Venture Brothers. If you are a nerd like me and really like that show, it was a song that was played during the court case for the Monarch, where he had, I believe, a prosecutor who was Southern. And if you're familiar with the Total Recall movies, with how the guy was like a mutant and he had like Quaid, which was this like amorphous person attached to someone's stomach, it's getting pretty...
It's getting pretty out of hand.
Yeah, pretty out of hand. I'm getting a little bit too much of a tangent here. But up next, we have Rooftop Run, some from Sonic Generations. Nelson, is there anything you want to say about Sonic?
Oh my god. There's no other animal that's faster than a hedgehog.
Yeah, when I think fast, I think blue, and I think hedgehog.
Exactly. It's everyone's spirit animal when it comes to rush hour. So you just like to get through traffic and run on some roofs and get to work. And this song is just so cheerful, joyful, and just imagine running through the sky and through the clouds at a joyful pace.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. You're listening to Heather and
Nelson
on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Taos Preform Radio. So we're about to finish today. Danny from the lounge will be coming on early today, and he will be doing a two-hour block as well. So the last two songs that we played was Rooftop Run from Sonic Generations, and that was followed by Duel of the Fates, which was composed by John Williams, who does all the songs for Star Wars. I would say that Duel of the Fates is the only good thing to come out of the prequel Star Wars movies.
That's so harsh.
It's true. So thank you, John Williams, for making one good thing come from that movie. All of them.
You were telling me something about the purple lightsaber, though?
I was talking how, so the actor Samuel Jackson plays the Jedi Mace Windu in the prequels. And I believe it was part of Samuel Jackson's contract to be in the movies stated that he wanted a purple lightsaber. So even though it was, I'm pretty sure, non-canon, like it's never been established that anyone else has had that color, he got a purple lightsaber, which is pretty cool, I think.
I would totally get like a yellow-orange one.
Like a double-colored one?
No, but like, you know, like the weird color of like the caution
mm-hmm.
light on the
like a
street
neon.
Lights? Yeah, like a neon yellowy orangey.
Mm.
I feel like that would be, like, pretty cool. I mean, it would kind of look like just a blade stick, I guess.
But you know what? If you're a hotshot actor, you can demand what you want, I guess. And
that's true.
Make the world a better place.
That's very true. What color would you have?
I think it would be blue.
You'd be blue.
I'm not quite... I don't know if I have my Star Wars lore correct, but I believe that blue was for the Padawans and green was for... the masters, but I actually don't know if that's entirely true. It might be interchangeable between the person, and then red always seems to be for the bad guy for Sith.
Oh my god, Julia's would be like a mood stick. It would change colors based off like how she's feeling.
That would be fantastic.
That would be wonderful.
So we probably have about 1 to 2 more songs for you. A really quick one, which is from the show Adventure Time, is Why Did You Eat My Fries by Rebecca Sugar.